In this bulletin, the latest jobs figures, Prime Minister Scott Morrison to meet with his New Zealand counterpart, and Ante Milicic speaks for the first time since being named the Matildas coach. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The unemployment rate for January has remained steady at 5%. Figures released by the Australian Bureau of Statistics show over 39,000 jobs were added in the month. Jobs growth was mainly driven by full-time positions as part-time employment decreased. Jobs Minister Kelly O'Dwyer has welcomed the figures but says there's still room for improvement. She says the government is committed to getting more young people into the workforce.
We know that youth unemployment is still too high at 11.5%, and that is why the government is focused on making sure that we get the economic settings right to be able to encourage businesses to invest and to create new job opportunities, and those job opportunities will be there for young people in Australia.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is preparing to meet with his New Zealand counterpart. Mr. Morrison will travel to New Zealand tomorrow in what will be his first trip to the country as Prime Minister. But the visit is expected to be brief, with Mr. Morrison to spend just 7 hours in the country. Mr. Morrison will hold talks with the New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern in Auckland. Ms. Ardern says she's looking forward to her meeting with Mr. Morrison.
In that time, of course, we're laying the wreath together, having a lengthy bilateral, engaging in all of the things that we usually would do, given the time that we have available. It is understandable, though. The Prime Minister is in election year, and there'll be other calls on his time.
Mr. Morrison and Ms. Ardern had their first face-to-face meeting in November. The security company Paladin has rejected suggestions its contracts in Papua New Guinea are tainted by corruption. After a week of revelations about how Paladin won a lucrative $423 million Australian government contract to provide garrison support and welfare services for Australia's offshore detention regime on Manus Island, company director Ian Stewart has released a statement. He says that Paladin does not have any bad debts or failed contracts and does not make payments that are not linked to a service. Labor has asked that the Australian National Audit Office investigate how Paladin got the contract, which was handed to the company under a restricted tender process. A United Nations body says continuing violence in South Sudan may amount to war crimes. The Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan has found sexual violence has surged in the country. Ongoing fighting between government forces and those of the National Salvation Front has displaced thousands of civilians. Parties in the conflict are accused of attacking villages, torching homes, killing civilians, and raping women and girls. Commission member Andrew Clappin says these acts need to be investigated.
There have been human rights violations, including, again, rape and sexual violence, and we consider that those crimes could amount to war crimes, and we are urging the government and the parties to take urgent steps to implement the resolutions in the revitalised peace agreement and, indeed, to investigate and prosecute those crimes.
A new evaluation of the effects of the cashless debit card has found it's effective in reducing alcohol and drug misuse, as well as crime and antisocial behaviour. Researchers at the University of Adelaide carried out interviews with over 60 card users in the goldfields in WA over 5 months last year. They also spoke with almost 60 stakeholder organisations. They found there were fewer children on the streets at night, fewer children in the care of inebriated adults, and fewer incidences of violence requiring the removal of children. The spending patterns of some card users was changing, with less money spent on alcohol and more on food, bills, and household items. Women's football and Ante Milicic has held his first news conference since being named the Matildas coach. The 44-year-old was announced as Alan Stadgett's replacement earlier this week after he was controversially sacked last month. Milicic says he respects the Matildas and is confident he can help them reach their maximum potential at June's World Cup in France. He's also unveiled his squad for the upcoming Cup of Nations, which starts in Sydney next week. Milicic says he's eager to get to work.
I'm very confident, and it's a great honour to go to another World Cup with this great side. Very fortunate to have these games coming up. It's great preparation for us for the road to France. We look forward to getting into camp on Saturday and really getting into work and focus again on the football.
Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth partly cloudy and 27, Adelaide sunny and 32, Melbourne partly cloudy, 23 degrees, Hobart also cloudy, 23, Canberra similar conditions and 27, Wollongong a shower or two and 21 degrees, Sydney also a shower or two and 25, Newcastle much the same, 24, Brisbane windy and 31, Cairns mostly sunny, 34, and Darwin a possible shower or storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.